Hey all you out there, this is Vintage Brit, keeping it real. So I'm hanging out on my porch because I have locked myself outside because I put my three children inside of the house. I love my kids. They're amazing. But sometimes a mom just needs a good old fashioned alone time. One of my kids, my middle son, he's my little monkey child, literally a monkey in every sense of the word. And he plugged my phone charger into a light socket while it was still plugged into my computer. So you can imagine my horror when I run up the stairs and there is fire and smoke coming out of my light socket. Of course, he was crying and apologized. This is a 7-year-old young man. But it totally sizzled my computer. So we had to get a new one. Haha. And it came in this like really fabulous box. And I was getting ready to throw it away. But my oldest son came to me and he was like, "Mom, I want to make a puppet show thing, like theater out of this." So I was like, okay. So I got out the X-Acto knife and I literally put in all of my back strength and my arm strength to cut like this perfect hole into this box. And I quickly realized like I need to start working out again. And we taped up like some curtains for the theater, and the kids, they had a blast like putting together their show, which I think there was like probably every situation you could ever imagine in the show. There was a police, there was like death and a funeral, and there was laughter and there was jokes, and they even had an intermission and they gave me and my daughter little tickets and to see who won like the surprise basket. It was really great. I think that's probably one of the things that I love about homeschooling the most, is that the kids get the opportunity to be creative like this, and I appreciate that. I'm a super creative person. I kind of feel like I shrivel up if I don't have creativity, which kind of brings me to my next thing. I like how I said my next thing. The longer you listen to me, there's a few things you should know about me before I continue with my story. I usually go, right? Or flurn, flurn, flurn when I don't know what I'm saying. And I have like 5 made-up languages that I use on a fairly regular basis. So I'm sure you'll be hearing those throughout my podcasts. And I'm noticing, although I shaved my legs this morning, I got patches of unshaved in this. Because I can speak real well. I've been homeschooling for 3 years. I love my kids. I love spending time with my children. But I gotta be honest, like lately I have just been feeling a little unsatisfied, more of just wanting to be in a different pair of shoes. I don't want to like trade out my family or my kids or my husband or anything that I have. It's more of just stepping into a new pair of shoes. And so I've been doing a lot of thinking about it, and I don't know, we'll just kind of see what goes from there. It would be really nice to like do something and accomplish it and take a step back and be like, whoa, like I did that. I was great at that, and not have it get messed up like 2 minutes later. I swear, like I cleaned my kitchen and it can look spotless in the morning, and come evening I've got to clean it up all over again because the whole thing's a disaster. Or the laundry, like that never ends. I feel like when I'm in my house, while I know I am instilling values and morals into my children that they will take with them for the very rest of their lives, like I know the long-term reward is huge. But I feel like I need something for me, something creative, something that I can do. So it's kind of a pondering of mine. My grandma made this comment that a few years ago made me laugh pretty hard. She's like, "Brit," she's like, "cleaning the house with small children is like eating an Oreo and trying to brush your teeth at the same time. And I laughed because I really feel like that is 100% truth. Maybe that's why I want a new pair of shoes. I don't know. I've been wearing my son's flip-flops lately, and that's a little scary that his feet are almost as big as mine. But anyways, I think my kids are probably pretty hungry. My podcasts are not going to be very long. They're probably going to be pretty short. Just the fact, because I have children, and who wants to sit and listen to my voice for 20 whole minutes? I think I can only handle about 5 minutes of my voice. So, yeah. But you guys all enjoy your day. Thanks for listening and continue to tune in. I'm just going to keep it real because I think the world just needs a little bit more, I don't know, realness. I ain't going to be fake. So, cool.